Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Robert Gray bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Reverend John Harrison, certified financial planner, the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. John, it helps people just like you to deal with their financial planning. And John, you want to give us a website? Tell us how folks can find you and your book, please.
They can find me and the book at aspirefa.com, aspirefa.com.
All right, so check that out. John, you and I were talking about something off the air. I want you to share with the audience. There are places online that you can go to calculate, to sort of mess around with your Social Security calculation to see what it would cost you if you took retirement at 62, if you took it at 65 or 6 or even at 70, aren't there?
Yes, and anyone who just Googles Social Security calculator will be presented with a whole list of them. And basically what they allow you to do is to see the impact of how all these changes. You know, you'll input some information that comes from your earnings and benefits statement. And after you input that info, they'll tell you what it will look like in terms of your monthly check.
You can go to socialsecurity.gov and put your Social Security number in and everything, and they'll give you an estimate of what your monthly check's going to be.
Yes, SSA.gov.
Do you need that for these calculations?
You do. And so you can get that at SSA.gov. And in fact, it used to be you automatically got a statement once a year in the mail on paper. They stopped doing that.
They don't do that anymore.
And so you have to go online to get unless you're above a certain age. But it's a good what-if scenario. And I tell people, do what we call a break-even analysis to figure out, in terms of total income received, where do I stand if I take the money at 62 or at full retirement age, or if I delay it because I get 8% per year credit for delaying the benefit beyond full retirement age, where would I break even? And I'd also add a word of caution to that, because it's not just the break-even analysis, how much cumulative money have I received and how old do I have to live before I'm ahead if I delay. But it's actually the size of the monthly check is what you really feel, because people don't accumulate the Social Security benefit. They spend it month to month.
Right.
And so sometimes getting that bigger monthly check can make the immediate difference in sustaining your lifestyle or not.
Right. Yeah, and everybody, and that's the beauty of it. Everybody's deal is different, and some people are ready to wander off into the sunset by the time Social Security kicks in, and some people are just getting started, believe it or not. And so
absolutely.
It depends on what your situation is. The good news is we have these options. John, what's the future of Social Security? Will it ever be privatized?
It's hard to say. I tend to think not. Government tends not to let go of anything once it has it. I think it will be changed. I think the mathematics of it requires that it be changed in some way, adjusted or tweaked from the system we see now. But whether it will be fully privatized, I tend to be skeptical about that.
I think the first thing that will happen, it'll be means tested. That's my prediction. What do you think?
Yeah. I think that's probably a logical assumption.
Tell the audience what I mean by means testing.
Well, basically, instead of saying everyone is guaranteed a benefit based on what they've paid in, they'll look at your financial resources and determine whether or not you are what they'd consider qualifying based on your means to get it. They're already doing something like that in the sense that Social Security benefits are now taxable depending on how much income you get from other sources.
How much do you have to make for Social Security to be taxable?
For single people earning between $24,000 and $34,000 is when that comes in. And for married couples earning between 34 and 44, basically, is when that comes in. And
so,
what they
so do, if you earn over $44,000 as a married couple, is that combined income?
Yes, it's household income, and the way they do it.
So if you earn that above that, you're going to pay taxes on Social Security?
What it is it's income from all sources, including tax-free municipal bonds, and half of your Social Security benefit. When you sum those things, if it's above the threshold, then Social Security becomes taxable.
At your current rate?
At your current rate.
Wow.
And so one of the things that can be good to do, and people don't think of this, is maximize your Social Security benefit, because even in a worst-case scenario, only 85% of it can be taxable.
Right, right.
Reduce the amount of money that in your provisional income that's coming from your IRA withdrawals and such, because you can actually make more of your benefit taxable by getting money from the wrong sources.
Exactly. Well said. That's the reason you need a financial planner like our good friend John Harrison. John, good job today. Come back soon.
I look forward to it.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, Making Mammon Serve You is his book. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.